Yeah, there's like a sub theme going on with Queeg and the Wardens. I think there are certain models you definitely have to watch out for. So we mentioned that they could have, you know, for instance, the Patrol and the Hounds, and they could bring a large number of models. Those aren't the ones to scare you. Which is the only way he can get out his Executioners.
Yes.
And the only...
He can summon an Executioner.
He can summon an Executioner.
Things better than stepping away from the screens, unplugging and sitting around a table to do battle with your friends. Every week, Third Floor Wars brings you the latest strategies, tactics, and reviews on board games, card games, and miniature games like Malifaux. If you want useful information on the games you already play, or new insights on great games other people are playing, you are in the right place. Craig and Ray welcome you to the Third Floor and the Tabletop Talk broadcast.
Craig here on the Third Floor. With me today, we've got Jesse Watson and Patrick Healy, and we're talking Guild. Quick disclaimer, when filming this, it was in the open beta, so some of the details may change. Enjoy.
Let's take a look at Dashiell Barker, leader of the guard, right? Guard is his key word. If I'm choosing Dashiell as my leader, what am I expecting Dashiell to do?
Summon.
We got a summoner!
You have a summoner.
Okay. Is that all he does?
No, he also buffs the guys he brings in. So a couple things. He lets models near him treat the if they discard a card, they can treat concentrate as a bonus action.
Oh, okay.
So riflemen, all kinds of guild models like that.
They do have to burn a card now.
Yeah, they do have to burn a card now. They do have to burn a card.
Gotcha.
But it's still, it's another source of stacking concentrate on, for example, Rifleman, which we'll touch when we get to his crew.
So, yeah, so a lot, he's potentially easing the ability for focus to be spread out around the group.
Yeah.
He himself, is he doing damage? Is he just strictly support?
So, he actually is a little bit of a struggle. One AP, just go ahead, is summoning.
Just
in your mind, one AP is going to be a summon. What do you do after that? You know, his bonus action is going to be to Foulmouth Motivation, give somebody a heal and a focus.
Okay.
And then 1 AP is probably spent putting him where he needs to be for people to get their cheap focuses.
Yep.
Perhaps even body blocking, charge lanes and whatnot on some of his models that he needs to protect, for instance, his totem.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, his axe is good for getting coordinated strikes and combinations with executioners, but you have to get into melee with your summoner. And he has his ranged ability.
Yeah, I like seize them. I think late game seize them, once you've got kind of a swarm of guards on something, that can start stacking damage and some conditions as well. I believe it can put on... it does damage and it gives all the guards nearby shielded.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it basically, what it do, you pick an enemy model, it does damage equal to the number of guard models within pulse 3.
So you guys briefly brought up the totem. Talk to me about his totem.
He's essential.
Yes.
Okay, what is his totem?
The dispatcher?
Yeah, the guild dispatcher.
So, the important thing about Dashiell's summon is he needs to eat a scheme marker.
Okay.
Now, what he really needs to summon a model, after everything, all the math is done, is cost plus 4 and the right suit.
Yes.
If he eats an enemy scheme marker for the summon. If he eats a friendly scheme marker, he needs cost plus 6. Means that 6 cost rifleman's now costing you a 12 and the right suit.
Yes. Got it.
So the dispatcher gives you the ability to, off of a trigger on his bonus action, to convert a nearby scheme marker into an enemy scheme marker.
Turn a friendly into a... Oh,
yeah,
yes. Okay.
And he can count as a friendly scheme marker for abilities, so he can sort of do the Rezzer thing of, you know, take a kidney and, hey, that's a scheme marker.
Yes.
He can hurt himself to generate an enemy scheme marker, which Dashiell can then use to summon cheap, which is the only way he can get out his executioners.
Yes.
And the only...
He can summon an executioner.
He can summon an executioner.
Okay.
Summon an executioner, he can heal the executioner, and he can get a focus.
Yeah, and executioner's within the keyword. All right.
Yes.
So that is Dashiell Barker. Time to talk about a guard crew. So Dashiell Barker's obviously leading. He's going to be bringing a bunch of keyword guards. What does a guard crew look like?
I think it's going to be fairly model heavy. Mm-hmm. You're going to have... He has access to several cheaper models that still get some biz out of him. But then he has several more elite models, too.
For example?
Executioners.
Okay.
Friends of Squeeg. The uh-huh. henchman, the former henchman is now his henchman.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Has his own henchman, so...
And what is Squeeg doing for the crew?
Squeeg's a bit of a control piece. He helps move your stuff around. He can move enemy models around with his whip.
He's got triggers for heals.
He triggers for heals.
Attacks. Yes. So he can... Support, facilitate while doing, you know,
let me aggro. Check. And no, there's 2-inch wind range now, yeah, so he's got a good bit of control bubble.
Yeah, nice. There's like a sub theme going on with Squeeg and the Wardens, which yes. are augmented guard.
Okay.
Yes. So if you need to bring in something for 5 cost that's tanky, I mean, armor 2,
yes.
Dashiell can summon them, he can hire them. And if a Warden activates near Squeeg, you get some special combos going off there. Mm-hmm. They automatically get a focus.
Yes.
And if you gain focus anywhere near Squeeg, you could also take 2 damage to instead gain fast.
Interesting. Okay.
So if you need to run, if you need to get to a certain place or yes. take a lot of actions, that's an option available to you with Squeeg.
Gives you some mobility.
But I think he's a choice. Like, either you're intending to use those abilities and probably combo with Wardens, or you don't bring him.
Got it. A little bit of potential package deal
there. Sure, 100%.
So, bringing up the fact that Wardens are both augmented and guard, do you see a place for Leader, Barker, and hiring Hoffman?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think there's an interesting list. Is it a tournament list? I don't know. But okay. There's a list where you, because the Peacekeeper is versatile.
True.
So you wouldn't pay the extra tax for him. You're paying 1... for Hoffman, and then the Wardens are both lists. But there's a list out there somewhere where you charge up those Wardens and use those as your tar pits, and Hoffman is giving them fast, pulsing for injured damage, supporting them, mm-hmm. while himself being a decent offensive piece, buying you the time to summon in your executioners to get your wave going. It's a potential build. It could be interesting.
Gotcha. So if I'm sitting across from a guild player, and the guild player tells me that Dashiell is their leader, and I know now they're about to build a guard crew, what do I expect to come at me?
I think there are certain models you definitely have to watch out for. So we mentioned that they could have, for instance, the patrol
right.
and the hounds, and they could bring a large number of models. Those aren't the ones to scare you.
No. Mm-hmm. Those are chaff.
You're going to have an executioner. Right. At some point on the table, watch out for that. That is a nasty melee model.
And even if they don't hire it, it might show up later.
It sure. could be summoned yep. in. He's got mounted guard for some excellent mobility tricks and for getting models where they need to go.
Mm. Bringing executioners up, etc.
A 7-inch place, effectively.
On an executioner.
Okay, that's good.
Yes.
actually, a little bit more than that if we count base size.
If we do base size, it gets closer to 8-inch, 9 inches.
Almost. Yeah, something like that. And riflemen, and this has been a big sticking point for people, the field control that those offer, because these are riflemen. They're going to sit back, they're going to pop you from range, and as it currently is, they could get a bonus action focus off Dashiell, a 1 AP focus, and then they can reduce that focus by 1 to hit you from 24 inches
away with the focus shot.
With a focused shot.
Like a guild sniper.
Right.
But it is yeah. Yeah, they are the ghost factor.
And he could, for not too expensive a cost, start with 2 or 3 of them yes. to help maintain that early field control and, of course, can summon them. So I think...
And it's actually feasible to even have 2 focus on them already so you can walk and take that shot.
Wow. So I think those are the 3 models you're going to spend your time really thinking about. Mm-hmm. And everybody else there is kind of to support run those models.
Is there any out-of-faction guard or is guard strictly guild?
They're strictly
guild. Strictly guild. What is... a guard crew afraid of?
AoE damage, I think. Long-range AoE, because you're typically going to have the riflemen near something else. And the riflemen are fairly squishy. I believe they're def 5 or 4?
Yeah, they're not...
Let me check more fast.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of heals.
Yeah.
They're not packing a lot of armor typically.
Mm-hmm.
No. But they've got some flexibility against something yeah. to go that way.
Yeah.
So, they're kind of squish. They're hoping to win the attrition war with offensive output and the fact that he's replacing models.
Yeah. A lot of move and shoot.
Yeah, demise ability on the mounted guard as well.
Yeah, they're popping out patrol. So, yeah, several of the bigger models will, pop out of patrol when they die. Yeah. So they replace themselves in a way.
Gotcha.
What strikes me when I'm playing, not necessarily in terms of what the models do, but the schemes and the strategies, Dashiell really wants enemy scheme markers on the table.
Okay.
And he doesn't have great access to it other than his broadcaster and the a couple models have triggers, but they're, again, low access.
Yep.
So I think if you have an ability to pop that dispatcher,
yes,
and then if you choose the schemes such that you're not dropping scheme markers,
mm-hmm.
he can't get his executioner, he can't get his mounted guard.
The riflemen are coming out on a 12, right?
Yeah, it's much more expensive to get that, and it's lower access. So I think the fear for guardsmen is a very careful, intentional, strategic choice, which is why I almost always bring Nelly with him as a second master.
How so? Oh,
first off, Nelly is just fantastic as a second master. I love her. But her one more question ability has a built-in trigger to make the enemy drop a scheme marker of their own, which, when that happens, Nelly will draw a card.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So Nelly has massive card draw access, so she'll be helping to feed the hand you need to summon with.
Got it.
Which replaces, you know, that covers a deficit where they don't have card draw in guards. She's forcing scheme marker drops on the enemy, which can then be used to summon executioner, or an executioner can eat to attack me.
Right, right.
And she has a bonus action to move models, you know, friendly models, towards enemy scheme markers that she's been placing. So again, getting maximum use out of your beater. She's just an amazing combination with this
list. Well, and it sounds like there's enough reasonably priced guard models that you could afford a second master.
Easily.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially with the summoner, so you can start bringing in some of your bigger guys later.
Got it.
Especially with Nelly giving the enemy scheme markers. It's feasible to not hire an executioner or mounted guard right away and then summon one in.
Interesting, interesting. Okay. So you mentioned, you know, pool-wise, you know, what he's looking for. Is there a specific strategy that screams Barker, or is it just, if you're seeing a pool and you're expecting a lot of enemy scheme markers, Barker's going to be a potential choice?
I think that's definitely a choice there. I don't know how I like him in the Reckoning, because he will kill, but he will lose models too.
Yeah, he's going to give up models more in Reckoning. If you have all of Guild available to you, he's not my choice.
No, he's not at all.
Got it.
Because of that squishiness.
Unless maybe the scheme pool is a scheme pool where they're going to be dropping markers, and then I might consider that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I still would worry about, giving that up.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Turf War, which is still sensitive to getting killed,
yes.
with his ranged control and the ability to put models, whether using mounted guard or extended range summons, into other people's quarters, I think he can do a lot of great work there.
And his range, he can reach out, kill a model, flip the marker, stuff like that too.
Right.
Yes.
I think one he might struggle with, depending on your build, would be plant explosives.
Okay.
How because so? He's not, you know, other lists have multiple henchmen they could work with. So you can have multiple people, you know, carrying lots of bombs.
He's going to have one, right?
Yeah, he's a minion master in a lot of ways. And so he's going to be more limited, and his minions are squishy.
What does he even have, even enforcer-wise? He doesn't even run a lot of enforcers.
No. He really doesn't. He goes straight to Queeg for his
henchmen.
And then
it's all minions.
All minions.
Interesting.
But again, Nelly.
Yes. Now, how about any versatile models that you like in a guard crew?
Actually, this is one I don't think I need the effigy as much in.
I don't feel the effigy as much here.
Pale Rider could actually be interesting here.
How so?
I think the Pale Rider could be. When you look at his ability to hand out shielded in a large pulse, that's actually really good for your bit more squishier minions right there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Throw shielded two in all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Also, he's got Ride With Me, so
what more I would movement.
Do is, you know, either I'm going to hire in a mounted guard. If I'm going pure guard, I'm going to hire in a mounted guard so I can get my executioner where he needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Or go up just a little bit in cost, and I bring in a Pale Rider to do the same Ride With Me trick, but he's going to provide a bit more, you know, oomph down the line, as well as any time you think you're going to have a higher model count. You know, things that do burst shielding,
that's exactly.
really big. Yeah. Or burst charge, or burst...
You know. Early game, he brings your big beaters up, so your executioner, whoever, even brings Barker up. So he can summon exactly that way.
Got it.
And then late game, I mean, even turn three, for example, you've kind of got your gunline, your rifleman established, they're coming at you, pulse up shielded on them, you take the hit.
Yeah.
And if need be, you hire the Pale Rider and then just summon your mounted guard, right?
That's always an option.
Okay. So that is the guard crew led by Dashiell Barker.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to rate and write a review on this podcast so we can find more people almost as cool as you are. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube by searching for Third Floor Wars. That's THIRD. We'll catch you next time on the Third Floor.